Welcome back to the Rutter Ranger pregame show. Zach Taylor and joined as always by Rutterhead man Greg Morgan. Coach, you guys coming off a 53-14 win over Katy Peyto. I think when you look at all the aspects of the game, from offense, defense, special teams, that had to be one of the most complete games that you played in your time here, maybe ever at Rutter.
Yeah, I think it was. You know, the point of emphasis the entire week was putting four quarters together, and we did that for the most part.
When you envisioned the offense you were going to have this year, maybe best case scenario, Friday night, was that a pretty good showing of what you want your offense to be?
Yeah, it's funny you say that because late in the first half, I had a conversation with Marquise Johnson, our receiver, and I was going, this is how we envisioned it when we put it in, and things clicked for us early in that first half. But to answer your question, that's how we, saw the offense performing.
You guys were able to strike early and often, and then on those offensive drives, I think it was four or five straight offensive drives where you guys were able to score a big first half, and that makes things much easier for you as things continue to go on, scoring 35 points in that first half.
Yeah, the first half, was kind of new territory for us. Preparing at halftime was also something new for us. Typically, it's not that we haven't had the lead going into halftime, but by that large a margin. So when our kids haven't experienced those things, whether it's losing or winning and being up, it's a teaching moment. Mm-hmm. And so we had to try to refocus the kids at halftime about, finishing the games, what we had emphasized. And we had some letdowns in the second half, but, you can't complain when you win a game. And I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, but we had some things in the second half that we allowed that we didn't in the first. So, it's always something new when you're trying to rebuild a program, and teaching them how to play while they're ahead is something that we hopefully we learned last week.
You guys had a running back by committee early on in the season, but Byron Moore has taken over that starting role, and boy, has he really shined. 13 carries, 178 yards, 3 touchdowns. How big of a surprise, how nice of a surprise has Byron been this season?
Well, last year he did the same thing on the JV squad, and he just produces yards, and when you don't think there's anything there, he pops it, and he's done that again this year. The funny thing about Byron is that he is very productive, and he's still carrying the ball, 12, 13 times a game, which is not a large number.
Right.
James Ayers got a large quantity for us the other night, had almost 90 yards rushing. So, when you have Byron, they can go in there and average over 10 yards a carry, and then you can put your other guys in there, let them get some reps, and it makes it easier for the play caller.
Oh, no doubt. And talking about the play caller, you guys having a couple of quarterbacks, two quarterbacks that played in that game on Friday night, but Brant really had a good night, and then Felix came in and kind of picked up right where he left off.
Yeah, Brant's playing well. He's producing. Yeah, that first series, he was a little off, but after that first series where we went 3 and out, I think he settled in and had a good feel for the game. And at the point where we were, Felix is still working hard and a quality guy, and so he got in, to come in and do what he does. So both of those guys are really playing well right now, we're even working them in other spots at this point right now just to get them on the field. So, you may see Brant or Felix is in different formations doing some other jobs too.
Okay, be on the lookout for that. Now, we talked about the offense, but let's give credit to that defense. I mean, when you're taking on the district's leading rusher in Major Payne, which is a great name, by the way, but you guys able to keep him in check, except for maybe one or two big runs. But other than that, the defense just played outstanding Friday night.
Yeah, they did, especially that first half. They were right on. I don't think it was late in the half before they got a first down. So our defense really played well and gave the ball to the offense in really good positions. So, had a couple of breakdowns in the second half. But, again, I don't want to complain. We're tickled with the win. it's a totally different outlook going into this week. But you know, the rushing game that Paytel brought into that game was something that, you know, we had to settle, and I think our defense did that.
A 53-14 victory over the Katy Peyto Panthers last week. What does getting that first district win and a convincing win at that, what does that do for the confidence for this team?
Oh, it leaps and bounds. It helps us, you know. The only thing we have to temper now is be complacent. And I know that's hard to – you can't be complacent after one win, but again, we're a burgeoning, if that's the right word, program trying to teach them how to win and how to get through losses and things like that. Sometimes you can forget after a big win like that that you still had to go to work, and so we're definitely have more confidence going into this week, but at the same time, we've got to temper that with, let's go back to work and fix the things that we need to fix.
Coming into this week, taking on the Montgomery Lake Creek Lions, this is another new team in their first year of varsity football, but already performing pretty well at 2-4, and they're riding a two-game win streak coming into tonight.
Yeah, they're two wins in district. You know, they're tied for second place right now in our district, so they're playing with a lot of confidence. Their defense has improved tremendously in the last 2 weeks. Their quarterback, his efficiency has gone from about a 48% completion rate to about a 58% completion rate just in the last 2 weeks. Ty Sexton, he's a 6'5", 6'6", sophomore that really likes to throw the football. They're going to throw it against us 40, 45 times. So a completely different mindset for the defense to prepare this week. And they've got the leading receiver in the district. They've got the number three receiver in the district. So a bunch of young super sophomores that they've got that are going to be really good football players. And like I said, they're playing with a lot of confidence right now and thinking they can beat people. And so it's going to be a task for us.
Well, interesting. You talk about the drastic change. Despite being another first-year program like Katy Peyto was, the Panthers really ran the ball on the ground a lot, whereas the Lions will go to the air. Now, defensively, what is your offense going to have to do to beat this Lake Creek defense?
Well, if you listen to my defensive coaches, they're going to tell us we have to score every possession. But, no, we're going to have to play really efficient offensively. We're going to have to make our possessions count for something, because, you know, when you throw the ball as much as Lake Creek does, you know, you can get back into a game really fast. So every time we touch the ball on our possessions, it needs to count for something, whether we're punting them deep in their territory or getting points. And hopefully, you know, we're getting the latter, getting more points. So we feel pretty confident that we'll move the ball on them, but we need to do it every time we have the ball. And then defensively, we're going to try to mix up some coverages and give some things that that we haven't necessarily shown on film, but be able to line up and match up with their receivers and kind of confuse the youth of the quarterback.
Now, you spoke about an offense that can strike quickly in Lake Creek. And you look right across down the road at Texas A&M, and right now one of the tops in the country for time of possession on offense. So for your offense, how important is that? As you said, you got to drive the ball, but also to control the clock.
Yeah, that's what I meant. We need to be efficient. We need to be patient, make first downs, drive the ball down the field. You know, we're not going to be upset if we have those quick strikes, but at the same time, we keep their offense off the field. Be efficient in getting first downs and moving the ball down the field and either punting them deep into their territory or scoring. And that's what we need to do offensively, is to keep their offense off the field.
Mm-hmm. And defensively, you talked about there's a myriad of things that you're going to have to do, different looks that you might throw at them. But your defensive line, not only in run defense, but has done a pretty good job of getting to the quarterback this year. So as you said, it's important to get pressure on a young QB back there.
Yeah, and that's especially big this week, because our front four is going to have to control the line of scrimmage, plus keep him busy with we want his eyes looking at them instead of downfield throwing the ball. So it's a combination. We need some coverage sacks this week. We need some sacks. We need some pressures and some hits on that quarterback just to keep him uncomfortable, because if we allow him to stand back there, he can pick us apart.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time. Good luck this evening. It's a big one tonight, folks, between the Rudder Rangers and the Montgomery Lake Creek Lions. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Jason and I will get you sent from the starting lineups. Again, you're listening to Rudder Ranger Football, Montgomery ISD Stadium on Willie 97.7.